three. Don't call me now. Wait till I play the song. Because sometimes y'all don't even let Maddie get past the first two lines. You got the Carol J loaded up there, Maddie? We're also live on TikTok as well. I think it's Maddie. What's your TikTok?
Maddie Phillips?
Yeah, okay. We're going to have to create a TikTok for the detour. But we mixy on TikTok. Shout out to everybody on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. We mixy. Portia, what's going on? We need more chocolate.
I got you.
How you didn't make no chocolate to the show yet?
Listen, I'm saving it all for Taboo Night, okay?
How much chocolate are you making for Taboo?
I'm coming through.
Okay.
I'm coming through.
You see?
I'm coming through.
I always get like a Washington Heights vibe off you. I always get like a Brooklyn vibe off of you.
Really?
Like you ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you have to do. You come ready. You kind of like Cardi B. You can drive, but you have five Lambos.
Right?
It's crazy. I want all... We had Eyes and Ted in here. I forgot. There's something that you make that I need too, you know. I think I need the beard thing. No, the beard thing I have, but something she makes that I need. But anyways, they even have merch. As intended, all natural. Please follow them on IG. DJ Maddie, we're going to go into our Gardens of the Galaxy mix. Nothing but new music. Yeah, we're going gardening right now. You ready? Yeah, but look. Hold on. Let me take this because nobody wants to follow. Yes, hello. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
How are you doing, sir? Oh, a lot of guys calling this morning.
Of course. Mother's Day thing coming up.
Are you calling for the tickets?
No, not at all. Just discovered your show. Holy crap. Are you guys out every day?
No. Okay, see, this one needs to happen. I got the politicians coming up here. That's the next petition we're going to run nationally. CKT got to pay me to one every day. It's only on Friday, 7 to 9.
Oh, my God. Awesome freaking job.
This is a boutique morning show. You know what I mean? We like Lindor chocolate. You know what I mean? You can't get it every day. You can get diabetes, you get us every day. They would have canceled me the first week. Imagine that. Me and Portia for a week straight, Monday to Friday. They would have canceled me the first week.
Reckless.
Yeah, that's what the city needs, though. Lacking a bit of energy, you know what I mean?
Yo, well, the city's lacking a lot of stuff, but, you know, energy is one of them.
That's for another day, not today.
Can we get roads without holes that'll last more than 4 months? Can we? We have a rat problem. Anybody don't want to say nothing. There's a big rat problem. Do you have a rat issue in your area as well?
Of course, the entire island.
A lot of 6ix9ines running around. But thank you for calling in the show. Thank you for listening. Make sure you catch us. And you know you can catch us live on YouTube and on Facebook. The Morning Detour.
Well, yeah, I'm late for work. I'm in the parking lot, so I got to go.
Yeah, everybody says that. Yo, this is what you got to do. You got to tell your boss that put me up in the speakers. I won't swear. I promise.
No problem. Keep that shit going.
All right. Let me go into the mix now. Thank you, brother. He's got...
Big up.
Listen, I ain't taking no more calls. Everybody try to call. Maddie, play the joy. Let's go, man.
Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
Can't the morning
detour
on the mighty CKT.
Well, thing them call a broken heart. This blessed love will never part. Don't know it from the start. Me tell them say I'm dirty. Yeah.
This only one.
Sean Paul and Sasha.
Nobody. Okay, we're playing Name That Song. Name That Song. Keep it going. No, don't touch that. What is this song? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, brother. This is Rodrigo calling again.
Yes, what's going on? Oh, do you know the name of the song? No, you won already. You can't win again.
Hey, I already won, brother. You told me to call again.
No. I said 8:15. Call in the Porsche segment. Yeah, call 8:15. Let me get back to Name That Song. You better have a good question for Porsche at 8:15, huh?
Brother, I'm gonna start work. I can't call back. But I was the first caller. You know, I was excited. I've never won anything from my girl.
This guy wants some
magic for me, bro.
Make sure you follow us on IG, Detour514. Tell your friends every Friday. No more morning show in the country. Let's get it, Maddie. Yes, Scotian party this weekend. Oh, how can I forget? If you haven't got your tickets for Sip and Paint, that's going on as well. This Saturday, Big Wheel Comedy. What is the name of this song? We're giving away tickets to Carol G in appearance in September. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. And we're giving away a pair of tickets, Carol J in concert. Let's go.
Get you off my mind. What is it about you, baby?
I love.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good
Good morning.
Oh, finally a lady. Good morning, sister. How you doing?
Find yourself.
I'm blessed. Listen, I'm following my God's purpose. What is the name of that song?
I'm Still in Love with You by Sean Paul.
Okay, thank God you called, because now we could get mixy in the morning and do this mix right. Okay, send me a DM at Detour514 or at W Moonchaser, and I'll get you your tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Keep listening. Let's go, Maddie. Hey. Munch on my city.
Still I can't get you off my mind. What is it about you, baby?
I don't say that, and I still love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Well, I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I'm not a stayer. That's the dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
So, girl, you try to understand that the man is just a man. That's the dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
Just a love it from the start, but you know it at the part. That's the way I give my love.
I'm still in love. Yes, I'm still in love.
What a man gotta do, what a man gotta do. Girl, but I never have a promise and I'm bling bling for all the girl. But I just love it when me fling fling controller, girl. I'll make your head swirl, I'll make your body twirl, and I make you wanna be my one and only baby girl, baby girl.
Alright. Ain't this what you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you missed that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that.
Munch on my city.
Baby, tonight's the night.
Munch on my city. If you're gonna find yourself at the Jamaican Association on Saturday, it's going down. It's Friday, baby. 8:07 in the morning, number one show in the country, the morning Detour, DJ Maddie on the 1-2-2s, Porsche Kisses in the building, Sales HLR in the building, and I'm your host, Sweezy Moonchaser. Montreal, good morning!
I don't want to brag that I'll be the best you ever. In the breaststroke till you're blowing cigarette smoke and now the bed's broke. So what we gonna do now? Round two now. Work it out, then we cool down. Baby, tonight's the night I let you know. Baby, tonight's the night we lose control.
You ain't easy, and you don't trust no one, but you can't read me. Yeah, jumping and gone for your body, yo. My eyes don't lie when I look at you. I won't deny that I think of you night and day and day and night. Something nice, something pretty and nice. Girl, you hot. Light it up. No surprise. You the sugar and spice, make me feel the rush. I don't say too much. You're so savage, but I like it. I. But when you do damage, that's exciting. I. Ooh, yeah. You
them boys say, I got what you need. Talk is cheap, and me, I don't play. But I got what you need.
I think you
something nice.
Can you just pull it back a little bit?
Something pretty and nice. Girl, you hot, hot, hot. Light it up, 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 right. No surprise. You the sugar and spice. Make me feel your rush. I don't say too much. You're so savage, but I like it, yeah, yeah.
Boys will start doing intros. Montreal, my city. Virgin don't give you this. Saquon don't give you this. CJD don't give you this. Number one show in the country. Let's go. DJ Manny Gons of the Galaxy. Where's Scotty when you need him?
Dance like Duala. try to enjoy. Se kata kata uru uru no de finish. Try to enjoy. Road baby no de finish.
Big up yourself to all the mothers around the city. Sunday's Mother's Day. Big up yourself, mama. We gonna get mixy this morning, 8:16 in the morning. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the morning. Detroit, I'm your host, Weezy Moon. Chase, I'm alongside Porsche Kisses, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos, Sales HLR. For the first time on the morning detour, we're going to open up the lines. This is the Ask P segment. So all week, we've been posting our social media, Detour514, and our personal IGs, Porsche Kisses, W Moon Chaser, asking people to send their questions about relationships, life, and men. We're going to open up the lines in about 5 to 10 minutes. I guess I'm going to throw it to Porsche. Porsche going to do her thing on it. Listen, man. I'm going to do this game. The views and opinions expressed by Porsche, Weezy, and Sales, and Maddie is solely that dumb and does not reflect upon McGill or the CKT station. Let me get out of there. let me get out of there. We're early in the morning. Porsche, I'm going to throw it to you.
All righty. So like you said, these are my opinions. They may not be mature. They may be very petty. Okay. I come from the book of future. So I'm going to start with some questions that I received on Instagram. The first one is, can a man have two relationships? Most definitely, as long as I can have three.
Get the sound effects ready.
No, but for real, I mean, if that's a serious question and you really feel like you need two relationships, then, I mean, you have to be open and willing to allow her to do her thing also. It's only fair.
With these gas prices, it's 202. With these gas prices, do you really need two Porsches?
As long as they live in the same, like, neighborhood, you're good. You take a little jog back and forth.
Listen, Big C bikes all summer.
Okay. Alrighty. How do you deal with someone cheating on you? So the right answer is leave. And, you know, that's the right answer, right? But not all of us really leave. Like, you know, sometimes you stay in the relationship.
Yeah.
In my personal experience, being cheated on, I unfortunately cheat back. Like, I'll stay, but, like, now I got to get you and one-up you kind of thing. Like, it's not the right thing to do. It may not be the right thing, but, you know, two rights, you know.
Somewhere's going to even out. It's like, I feel like hood people, like, we have, like, a different kind of math. Somewhere down the line, it evens out. Like, he cheats, you cheat. At what point does it become real again within there?
Time will tell. Can it? I think it can, because, I mean, I've definitely been cheated on, and then, you know, we we get happy again at some point.
Listen, yeah. we're gonna trademark that. I've been cheated. That's Detour own now. Brought to you by Porsche Kisses and Smash Sweet Incorporated. So,
if you love someone, but because of distance, y'all can't be together, what should you do? I don't believe in long distance relationships. I think at the beginning, yeah, you guys talk all the time and you'll FaceTime each other. But realistically, I feel like, me personally, I need the person to, like, be near me. I need to, like, go to bed at night and watch Netflix and all that. So I don't think it's realistic.
You're a big PDA person?
I am. Like, I'm like, you have to be in bed and cuddle with me at night. Like, it's just how it goes.
Someone texted me the other day. They're like, is Porsche in a relationship? So I'm like, Porsche needs to be in a relationship to talk.
This is not part of the questions today. Okay? this is not what we're doing today, okay? So to answer that, I personally don't believe in long distance relationships. It works for some people, but I just,
It's horrible. I did it for too many years. It's horrible. It costs a lot of money.
If you don't love her, but financially it makes sense, do you stay? I've been in a situation where I've been in the relationship and it just makes sense to stay because, you know, we live together. So rent is cheaper halfway. Bills are cheaper halfway.
I love the honesty.
Is it the right thing to do? No, because, I mean, at a certain point, even if you guys are, like, paying stuff together, you guys don't care about each other. But I've done it. And if it financially, I guess until you're financially stable, if you guys are both willing to, like, stick it out and go through it until you guys can both be on your own, yeah, roll with it. Like, I've rolled with it. I've chugged along.
It seems to be a Montreal theme. It seems like emotional. Goes, oh, y'all looking at the radio funny. I know y'all looking at you're looking sideways in your cubicle at work. Shout out to with the Jewish. There's a lot of people in uncomfortable relationships.
Yeah.
You know you're staying for the Netflix. And for those that have the Android box, you know what I mean? You don't unlock the Android. I lost the Android box in a breakup. Sometimes you lose it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I had the Fire Stick all souped up. You lose it. I thought I had two of these. I was like, God damn. Sometimes you lose things in a divorce.
And why girls always mess up a good relationship with the right one.
Yeah. Why?
And then realize that it was for them, but only after it was done.
Too late, too soon, man.
You sound a little scorned over there, Weezy.
No, we are not going to do it. No, listen. I meet with Regine Kwaku, emotional relationship coach, twice a month. I'm aligned. Whatever work I need to do, I did the work. Whatever I faced, I need to face. I'm just saying, you still sometimes can't get a bad taste out your mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, I know what that tastes like. Can't get it out my mouth.
Personally, I think when you're in a relationship and you guys have problems, it kind of clouds the good part of the relationship. You only kind of focus on the bad. And then when you have a chance to like step back and like think on the relationship, you're like, oh, you know, he loved me. He was nice. He was sweet. But in the moment when there's so much other stuff going on, you can't really focus in on that. So maybe that's why I don't really go back to exes. So I don't know.
Yo, why? Okay, hold on. Hold that a second. You guys call in now. I'm real nervous about this. If you guys have questions about life, relationship, or man, y'all can call in. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. You can call in and ask Portia anything. She's going to answer honestly.
Now, do you have a question, Weezy?
Yeah, no. I just want to digress a little bit on what you were just saying. The whole going back to exes thing. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of pretty fly chicks, like that's like a really firm rule. Mm-hmm. I feel it's a little bit precocious. Like, how do you know you won't go back? Like, how do you know, like, things change. Your feelings change. Your emotions, circumstances change. But some of y'all are so firm on it. I won't go back just because I have a rule. I won't go back.
That bad taste in the mouth you just talked about, how like it stays there. Certain people are just, unfortunately, you've left a real bad taste.
He might come with a different dish.
I mean, is he like buying me a house and a car and like, because then we could talk about it.
What okay? if the relationship doesn't end on a bad note?
Like I said, to each his own. So yeah, if it's, you know, if you guys feel like, oh, but me personally, I've personally never been in a relationship like I'm like, yeah, that's the one I'm going back to. No. No. No.
Well, I guess everybody's shook. Nobody, but see, the thing is, a lot of people tell me, like, yo, we can't call in. Everybody listens, but they don't want to call in. I posted a picture of my godson, 400 likes. Mm-hmm. I never get that kind of energy when I do the show. So okay, you guys are watching. You guys are the one I like. Okay, I see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Y'all could call and ask Portia anything you want.
I'll answer it like in a really nice way.
The number is 514-448-4013. Why is it? But let me ask you guys this. Does someone need to be actively in a relationship to comment or even like talk about relationships, like do a podcast about it or give people advice?
I don't think so.
Some people say, yeah, how could you give advice to something that you're not in? But I think that if you've had relationships, you can give advice on it.
From experience, for sure.
Oh, man. People only want to talk to winners, but, you know, half the city's in relationships and nobody's really happy. You know what I mean? We got rats and roads all over the place going on. I mean, if they build one more condo, I don't know what's going on. All these condos, who's going to live in it? Who's going to live in it?
The unhappy couples sharing rent.
Listen, we should have opened up the line, let Ballarama answer some questions. Let's get knee deep. Every time you see this guy, it's always so serious. We're going to get mixed anymore. We're going to play a game of Ballarama and the other brothers too. My shiny, smiley head guy all the time. This guy come, he just smells like money. Every time you see Joel the Belfort, he just smells like money. Mora Pena is the guy. I feel the whole May, we should just have Mora on. What a dope guy. Great guys coming up next. The politicians are coming up. Is it a broken city or a broken province? I don't know what's going on. I feel like for a long time, you know, just, you know, we get a little politics. I don't even know if Portia could talk politics, but we don't know right now. I feel for a long time the liberals, if we were to compare Canadian politics to American politics, I feel like the liberals are like the Democrats in the States. It's like, if you're black and you're Anglophone, you gotta vote Democrats. But I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, what have the liberals done for us lately? You know, I feel like when I was a little bit younger, there's a lot of liberal movement. I've seen some action, some productivity. What's anybody really doing?
You lost me. I'm not the right one to ask.
But don't worry. I brought the right guys on to educate you. Mouvement Quebec. I like the name. They didn't even try to go aside. So you know what? Quebec's the province. We're going to take Mouvement. Mouvement Quebec, what's up? What's up? We're not trying to do the green party, blue, all these colors. We're not trying to go outside the box. Mouvement Quebec, what's up? These guys are fly. I know what they're doing. Yo, they're like the 50 Cent of politics. They're like mixtape giants. Like, who does that? Because you know, there was a meeting somewhere. Valerie Plante and the CAC, whoever. There was a meeting somewhere. And someone said, yo, they really called it Mouvement Quebec. But nobody, Jonathan de Montréal will never give you this joke. CBC will never give you this joke. CJD will never give you this joke. Everybody wants to play in the square. This is your morning show. 20,000 listeners, the only black guy on the list. I don't know. I don't know. And I still don't get a check. I don't know. So I feel like a slave up here, man. Like I'm ready to slave. No. Maddie, give me some music. I know the people want to hear Ballarama. We got Mr. Shiny on it. We got More Opinion. I want to know what More Opinion did for Cinco de Mayo. What a More Opinion did for Cinco de Mayo. What do you do for Cinco de Mayo, you pet lover? You look at this guy. Oh, man, I love these guys. The politics have been coming up next. We have Ballarama Wholeness. He ran for mayor. I guess. I need to find out. Do we have facts? Are you the first black guy to ever run for mayor in Montreal? Not really. Probably not? This guy. The New York, you know, we did our homework on it. The New York Times says Ballarama Wholeness is the Canadian Barack Obama. Every time I see him, I ask, that's it. I told people, I said, yeah, I saw him in person the other day. I thought he was a little bit taller. I thought he was going to be taller. But we also have Joel de Belfort. I call him Mr. Shiny. He smells like money. He's founder of the Red Coalition, Inc. We're going to talk about Bill 21. You know, a lot of people being marginalized. We're trying to get some money. Everybody comes here. They want to get shoes. I know. Ballarama, we got the register here. No, you're going to pay double. You get money. You're going to pay twice for the shoes. Let's play some music, DJ Maddie. Coming up next. Ballarama Wholeness, Joel de Belfort, Moira Pena, the politicians are in here. We're talking about Bill 21. We're going to talk about this new provincial party. I need to know what's going on. I know a lot of y'all don't know much about politics, but, you know, we're going to inform y'all this morning. It's a morning detour. Keep it locked. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
She fought a flat man on Wednesday, cat. She fought a tame man on Wednesday, cat. Can't even see me on Wednesday, cat. She fought a flat man on Wednesday, cat. She fought a flat man on way out of here. She fought a flat, can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Heard me as ash for the dark, my ash. So pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she calling me daddy. Walking on turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, they ain't never meet a swagger. Secured a bag out of bitch, I'm a beggar. Turning it up, gotta make sure she good. She got 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Drinking the mud I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. Lot of these, they looking the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, I just gonna empty the bitch, break a nigga to look at the kid. Dirty the fountain, but making the counter to bro, get this money like it's my religion. This could be a mad day, a sad day for vanity. They try to compare whatever I did. Them niggas touched 100, they just have the gig. They came out the jungle to kidnap a kid. I trap out a bando, spent 10 on the crib. I look at the ocean, the spot 30 M. Depending where I'm at, the city I'm in. I keep me no fully, no matter where I'm in. I have touch a, she gon' think she Korean. You fucking me good, you helping me win. Can't see me, ain't no competition. 2 minute braces, no hold on the wrist. I'm never sober, I'm thinking my quit. I pop the E, I can feel with a kid. She fought a flight, can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Heard me as ash for the dark, my ash. So pretty, look better than Cassie. Puffin' on Zooters and she callin' me daddy. Walking on, turn it up and I guess. Came out the gutter, they ain't never meet a swagger. Secured a bag out of, bitch, I'ma bag it. Turning it up, gotta make sure she good. She got 2 mil in the middle of my hood. Drinking the mud I made out of the sewer. Chrome heart accessories, whatever, I'm good. Lot of these, they looking the same. They copy my lingo, they biting my chain. Championship, I just gon' empty. Bitch, break a nigga to look at the kid. Count up some millions and taste my drugs. Just stuck in my memory, they went so in love. Ain't matching my flop, you know you a dub. Just started this way, but not using no brush. Top taking my and I'm back on the E. Flying commercial, you know it's me. Driving the spaceship, the one with the wings. Crook up the trap, I done broke down the key. Ain't let no go holding me back. Put a switch on it, they look wet. After I hit you, give him a back. Ain't got no room, put a hold on the scrap. Until the morning, gon' show you no slack. Who the tycoon ain't no regular cat. Took a few stuff and
get where I'm at. Popping a touch, look, feeling it kick. She got a flight, can't even see me on way out of here. I'm too far in the sky. Her man's ass for the time my ass.
You coming solo, I pick up the soldier. You just bring your fine soul. Been a minute since we came together. Tell me everything, good to see you doing better. I always pray for you, always said I'd wait for you. Dream of you last year, can you be my fantasy? 54, gotta make me 54. Snow in your life, I can tell by your glow, you've been leveling up. Big body bench, you and your friends, you trip every week, you've been running on 10. These what I seen from your stories on IG, you've been pretty busy, won't answer my texts. And it's okay, cause you need space. I love seeing you living without regret. Don't take a rocket scientist to realize that I want you. But I gotta wait my turn, patience first. Feeling like a tenant on a vacant term. Since you've been hanging with Gloria, seems you've been much more into it yourself. Nice. Dealing with Mercury and retrograde better. Even took a flight out to Seychelles twice. Over and over again, we keep missing each other. So happy to find that you back in the city and single no more undercover.
Now tell me you gon' fall through later.
Hoping that you
just give me a call when you make your
mind. Meet me downtown, yeah. Hope you're coming solo. I pick up the soldier. You just bring your fine soul. Been a minute since we came together. Tell me everything. Good to see you doing better. I always pray for you. Always said I'd wait for you. Dream of you last day. Can you be my fantasy? 54. Gotta make me 54. You the best. You're so 54.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, this morning, hold on, hold on, oh yeah, we locked in this morning, we locked in this morning. Can we talk about this a little bit, Montreal, my city? I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I'm alongside Portia Kisses, the madness, smashing themselves. No, you good, you gonna talk too, you gonna talk, you can spin how you want, I'm gonna catch everybody. We big time, this morning you can catch us on live. Joel, gotta make sure we keep Joel in there. Joel, you leaning back, coming a little. Hey, and everybody's in here. We have Mr. Joel DeBel Ferry, founder of Red Coalition Inc. We have politician Valorama Holiness. Finally, I get him in person. We did the virtual before. This is Valorama. You look like you always on vacation. Is that a natural tan?
No.
Did you go to Jamaica on the low? This guy, listen, let me tell you something. Our next politician friend, Moa Pena, he put everything together. Thank you. Listen, thank you so much, Moa Pena, for getting everybody in here. I know Balarama's hot. Now, the book on you, Balarama, that you get one shot. You might get him one time, and that's it. So grateful to have you this morning. So I know you guys want to talk Bill 21. I know you want to talk to me, Provincial Party, but I'll kick it off for Moro. Let's know what you have going on.
All right, so.
Yeah, you good. No, you good. You don't have to leave.
Good,
you're
good. All right, thanks, everybody. So thanks, Wizzy, for having us on. Thank you, Portia, for being here. Everybody, so I'm just going to go ahead and start and say I'm actually here because I'm working with these two gentlemen and we're trying to build something, but I'd like to plug in something personal of mine.
Yeah, we're here. So, it's a spot.
So today I'm here to talk about the committee that I'm on with the Green Center in Westmount. Mm-hmm. And the reason I want to talk about this is because we've decided to put on broad terms, some sort of show where we're going to highlight different experiences from different racialized individuals across our society. Mm-hmm. And we're going out to find people that right now live in the Southwest Borough.
Yeah.
So we're looking at Little Burgs, we're looking at LaSalle, St. Henry, we're looking also at Uptown.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get people who want to share their stories with a lighthearted twist on an experience that involves racism in order to educate a public that is not aware of what racism can look like.
Exactly.
So the public that we're talking about is the Westbound Center. So it's a different crowd that might not be aware of, you know, racial injustices. And so...
Yeah, Westmount will be dumb. Yeah, Westmount will be dumb. He's selling shoes on TikTok. I don't know what's going on here. A lot of things happening at the shop. But that's really dope because I have a racialized story. I don't know how we will spin it, but I have a delivery company, and 2 years ago I was in Chattagee. Mm. I was doing a cute sack, and I was coming out, and it's about a lot of white people on both sides. They stopped my truck, and 12 adults called me nigga. And I laughed about it because, you know, at the time it was 2021, like, You guys still think that this affects us that way? But it's crazy to think that people do this around their little kids and see this with all this kind of attitude and vibe is being taught to people. I don't know how we will spin it. I thought it was funny. So I hopped out the van and stepped to him. I said, I didn't hear you properly.
Yeah.
And the whole street called me nigga. It's crazy. But, you know, some people feel away. It's wild. I wasn't in a fight, so I don't know. I'm trying to go on vacation with Balarama. I want Balarama's tan. But that's how we will flip it and do it and make it lighthearted.
See, it's unfortunate that that's something you had to experience, and that's something a lot of individuals experience on a daily basis. Mm. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to find ways to get individuals to share their stories in a way that they don't feel exposed or cheapens their experience. It's really in a matter of educating a different public. That's the perspective we're looking at it from at the Green Center. So more details to come. Follow me on Instagram @MTL_MAURO. I'm going to be posting about it more because we're going to be looking for participants. And we're looking for participants in the BIPOC community.
Yeah.
All right. We're very particularly looking for people with
Yeah, be careful in Quebec, huh? You know what I mean? We try to get particular before, then all the white ladies got mad because they couldn't apply for certain things. Listen. Don't get too particular in Quebec.
People will stay mad, and that's okay. We're still going to do what we need to do.
Only they can be particular. All right, guys. Where are we going to start this morning? Bill 21? We going to go to Bill 21? You know,
you
Bill.
Jump
the e-petition, watching the money, man. Joel de Belfort, Red Coalition. When I think about Red Coalition, I think about Hydra for some reason. I feel like you guys are like this new gang that's on the block. Before we go into it, how are they treating you guys on Parliament Hill? Are you guys like the black sheep? Are you the gray horse? What's the vibe on Parliament Hill in Ottawa about you guys? Yes, a Balarama, you know, he's a trailblazer. You have more opinion, he's a hard worker. Then you have you, the money guy. So what's the energy on Parliament?
I mean, honestly, first of all, thanks for having us on the show.
Always.
I mean, I can't honestly answer that. Probably like that annoying fly on the shoulder, mosquito in the room, maybe. But, you know, what the Red Coalition is about creating change and, you know, lobbying to, you know, change laws and help people. So, you know, fundamentally, that's what we're trying to achieve. So,
and that's what I was telling Portia, like, you know, everybody could march, everybody, you know, could have their, you know, I feel like a lot of people in the black community, there's a certain level of fake black outrage. Like when the HMN thing happened, it would be bad for a weekend that we pass on, but you guys are actively doing stuff. The e-petition that you guys have been on the show before talking about it. So Bill 21, very mixy bill. Disproportionately impacts marginalized Quebecers who choose to express their values through their religion. It's a wild bill. Every time you guys come here, you guys explain this to me because I understand. I mean, if I get this right, they don't want people to wear a symbol. Like, how does that change anything?
Like, all religious are symbols. So, you know, to be quite frank and to lay it right out, it is a discriminatory bill that affects all religious minorities, infects women. And, you know, it's an absolute appalling bill that I can't even, you know, believe that
it
passed into law. Unfortunately, used a kind of a clause that not many people know. It's called Section 33 of the Constitution and Charter, which means that no opposition parties, no people, anybody can actually challenge the law in court. And it's good for 5 years. So what this tells me and tells us that Mr. François Legault knew that this wasn't going to pass.
Tonton Legault, we call him on the show.
He knew that it wasn't going to go. Wasn't going to pass. So, you know, him and his team collectively, you know, invoke Section 33 of the Charter so that there couldn't be any, you know, pushback with regards to the contents of the bill. But unfortunately, we're here.
You guys found a workaround.
We're trying to find a workaround. For me, it's of course it can't be challenged, but you know, it's good for another year and a half, and it's going to pass through again. So we actually launched another e-petition that should be live hopefully today at the National Assembly. It's sponsored by Greg Kelly, who's the MNA for Jacques Cartier for the Liberal Party of Quebec.
Perfect.
So basically, that e-petition, we're requesting that they amend and repeal certain sections of Bill 21. So, for example, doctors, nurses, childcare providers, you know, they're not physically affected by the bill. So, meaning, as a doctor, if you go in, you get your arm cut, a turban on the head, or a veil over the face, hijab, is not going to affect how they actually sew you up. And so that's what we're asking, is to amend certain sections to exclude these, you know, these key people that are there, and teachers, for example. With my son, my son's in the house, his teacher, if he has a teacher that's wearing a veil, she's still able to teach him. He's still able to understand. And that's where, you know, it's just flat out discriminatory. And so we're there to change that, and hopefully make some changes.
And just want to understand, like, people really have to come out and sign this e-petition. Like, this bill is wild. This is a racist bill. It's a wild bill. And it's also putting people out of jobs, especially in these times. We're coming out of a pandemic. People need to work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Look at the teachers. The teachers are already being marginalized. They're not even viewed on the same level as doctors. They're getting underpaid. And on top of it, now you're going to say, okay, listen, a large portion of you guys, even though we have a shortage of teachers, a large portion of you guys can't work because you guys wear religious symbols.
Yeah, exactly.
Which doesn't affect anything. We live in a very arbitrary province, so it's very wild. I waited for you guys to come here. Let me put it. Angus did a new survey, and it said that Quebec, they surveyed all the citizens in the province, those that participated in it, and they asked them, what is the most corrupted province in Canada? Every time they do a survey, we always at the last of this. Quebec is always at the last of this. So Quebec was viewed as being the most corrupted province in Canada, viewed by Canadians. But we're also the black sheep of Canada. So I think, you know, it's
no pun out. Intended.
They're trying to get rid of all the black people in Quebec. Get out. French is in danger. French is in danger. They speak French all over the world. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's in danger. But yeah, Quebec has been polled as the most corrupted province.
Yeah, an interesting, entertaining book to read would be Mafia, Inc. You might shed some light on some information out there on the past of, not necessarily politics, but about the mafia and how entrenched it is in society.
Yeah, well, if you don't know how Montreal's built and operated, that's how that would go. So that's the Angus Reid Institute put that out there. The bill is out there right now. People can sign it.
It's not live yet.
It's not live yet.
I was told that it should be live within 48 hours, and that was on Wednesday. So I'm expecting a call or an email anytime today for it's live. I'll put up the link on my social and all around. So
please send the link,
out,
man. We'll put up there in our bio.
Yeah.
And you guys only need 500 signatures?
We need 500 before June 10th, so it's a little more intense than the federal petition that we had. That's at a House of Commons. So we've got, you know, a good 3.5 weeks to a month to hammer out 500 signatures.
So we can't find 500 people that don't think that Bill 21 is bad?
500 Quebec residents.
Quebec residents, that's right, yeah.
Time we're here for a federal petition. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference. We can send it to our friends out in other provinces. This time around, it's
Need 500 right. Quebec signatures, much on my city. Y'all don't understand with the teachers? Y'all don't understand with the people being marginalized? I know a lot of y'all like hip-hop. Y'all don't like black people? We can't get 500 signatures in Quebec? Listen, send me the link. We'll do a drive right in front of DG Kicks. You can't buy no shoes at DG Kicks if you don't sign the e-petition.
Fair enough. Sounds good.
All right, well, let's get to the meat and potatoes here, huh? Mm-hmm. Balaram Mahonis.
How are you?
Yes, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. So start off here. Didn't win the race there. Didn't win the mayor.
Oh, no. Don't get it twisted. That was a big win. That was a big win. 100,000 people voted for us.
Hey, give him the flex. Watch him with the tan.
But by the way, that's a Punta Cana tan.
Oh. Listen, I own DR. You're not going to circumvent DR. I own DR.
Punta Cana tan at the Rio 5-star. No,
yeah.
the 30,000 people voted at the top of the ticket, and I said this during the election that we were going to eliminate Denis Coderre, and basically that's what happened. A lot of the French vote went to Valérie Plante, mm-hmm. And more importantly, this is what I do, right? So I'm not a politician. I'm more like an architect. So I just build a party, and the next thing you know, you have Mauro, you have Joel, you have all these people come, and they express themselves, and we're just pushing for change, yeah. like fiery rebels and revolutionaries. So the wins are in other ways in which I meet this Vietnamese grandmother who said that she fled Vietnam from the war, and she was inspired by us saying, "Hey, we want independence for Montreal." So there's like these intangible victories. And for us, it was important to continue the movement with Mouvement Quebec to get that momentum and to continue it. So, we're very happy about the new party that we started, Mouvement Quebec.
Okay, hold on. We need some information about this new party. You know, we have a lot of black folks to listen to the show.
Yeah.
And not everybody's politically inclined.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even know you could just wake up one morning and start a new provincial party. How does this work?
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, explain to me, how does it work? Yeah. And what is this new party, Mouvement Quebec, that you guys are trying to start?
Yeah. And I think that's what's super important is that, and not a lot of people know that anyone can run for premier, anyone can run for mayor, and we're just using the levers we have in society to do that. So we decided collectively, Joel Morrow and other candidates, that we wanted to leverage everything we did at the city. And you must have been living under a rock if you didn't know I was running for mayor of Montreal. If you're black and you live in Montreal, you know that I ran for mayor of Montreal. Because a lot of you voted for me.
Yeah.
And now what we're saying is that we need to kick out François Legault, very simply. And we need better representation at the National Assembly. So Mouvement Quebec is simply an extension of Mouvement Montreal.
Yeah. Well, I got that. I was like, okay, listen. You guys are franchising Mouvement.
Yeah.
You guys are like the McDonald's. I got the flex.
Don't sleep on the don't sleep on the federal as well, right? So not planting no seeds, but.
So what is your party going to bring to the political landscape that will differ from the already existing parties?
Yeah, so that's a great point. Right now, we want businesses to be able to operate in both languages, right? This is critical. We want you to get services in both languages. We also think that Montreal should get a percentage of the sales tax. So right now, Montreal has a $200 billion GDP, and our budget is $7 billion. So we are the economic engine of Quebec, the economic engine in Canada, yet our roads have holes in them.
And we got a rat problem.
And we got a rat problem. There's 20,000 people waiting for social housing. So there's all these things that Montreal could be empowered by getting better representation at the National Assembly. And another key point, and we all know this because we all went to high school, especially if you're a minority, you are not reflected in the curriculum. The teachers don't look like you.
Yeah.
The books don't look like you. You feel like you're just an outcast. You end up dropping out of school. So what we want to do is reform curriculum, and we are the only party talking about creating a curriculum specifically for Montreal youth and giving more powers to school boards to change curriculum.
That's amazing.
And there's other things as well from immigrations. For example, what's happening in Ukraine, we're going to get the lion's share of those immigrants. Can they get a break and go to English schools and not be obliged to go to French schools?
Yeah.
Can they get additional help? So from immigration to the economy to housing, we are a more progressive party that wants to take care of people who are what I call on the periphery of society. So that's really what we're about.
That's amazing.
Oh, boy, they get deep in the morning.
You're getting me a hype.
Okay, so are you and Joel willing to say where you guys going to run? Every time I get you on, there's always a wall of no's at some point.
I could listen.
Okay.
I'll
give another hard question.
I could, but I'll tell you this: on the 14th, at the demonstration against Bill 96, right in front of Dawson, I will be announcing where I'm running. So on the 14th of May. At Dawson, there's a big rally against Bill 96, which is his bill that...
Yeah, respecting French, official and common language of Quebec. Yeah.
So I'll be announcing my candidacy of where I'm running then.
Bill 96 is wild, too. Joel, you need to attack Bill 96 next, because...
The sleeves are rolling up, man.
Because this is going to affect doctors. Like, with Bill 96, doctors will have to only converse with you in French. And we have a large immigrant population in Montreal. We're the melting pot of Canada.
And what, just to add about 96 there, what people aren't aware of as well is that any businesses 50 employees or less, okay, they got to have their documents in French. They got to converse amongst themselves in French. So that's a major, major issue for all sectors of businesses and industries. And so, you know, it's just food for thought. That's, I just wanted to add that in there.
You just got to think about how disproportionately affected mom and pop shops are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, small, medium-sized companies, you know, the economic engines of the province, you know, medium-sized enterprises, you know, like 10, 15 people, employees, they're all going to be affected by this. That's
so your
additional cost in order to comply with the law. That's money they might not have to spend.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
will affect their businesses. Multiply that by the number of businesses affected. It's just it's a waiting problem. It's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Like here, example. However, employees are in here. You guys will have to start conversing in French. All your paperwork, all your documents, everything's going to have to be done in French.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, you know, with English as your first language, to then to start conversing in French to appease 96, it could be a situation for some people.
Okay, so let me ask the table. A lot of people are under the impression that, you know, Montreal's full of black people because they don't leave their neighborhood. You know, Montreal's much more than NDG, Burgundy, and Côte des Neiges. We're only 10% of the population in Quebec. How do we get more people outside of our own marginalized race to get involved with you guys to see, hey, listen, Legault is not leading us in the right direction. You know, the CAC doesn't have our best interest, our value plant. You know what I mean? Look at her treatment of the police. You know, you didn't even press them on the body cams. You know, and still we're being pulled over more than everybody else, but they got $600 plus million and they got all these fancy new police cars. Still no awareness, still no training how to better, you know, deal with the youth. This is wild.
Yeah, well, the way I see it is that, so I've taken a political route, but there are people that take, you know, the artist and the radio route, people that take so many different routes that you could contribute in your way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the political way. It could be the artistic way. It could be the architectural way. It could be as a teacher. It could be as a parent. So I would say for people that want to get engaged, simply engage your community, engage people that are around you, and you can make a larger difference than you think in the lives of people. And for example, like a football coach, a basketball coach, they'll see their players 10 years later and say, oh, and the player will say, yo, you made such a big impact on my life. You gave me self-confidence. And now, you know, I went to school, I have my family. So don't get it twisted. There's one way to do it, and we're doing it this yeah. political way, but there are so many other ways that you can contribute. If you do want to actively, directly help us, you could follow me on Instagram and Facebook, tap link in bio, become a candidate, become a volunteer, and also I'll be at the rally on the 14th in front of Dawson. You can come check me, and you know, we could talk how you can help us.
You guys are always doing a rally. You guys are the rally kings. Yo, the other politicians and the other parties must hate you guys. You guys are always out there.
They're scared. I wish that when we announced on April 20th that I was in that room hearing the liberals and everyone else panic. And I think we're a little bit more than a fly on the wall. I think that a lot of these parties know that they could lose their seat. There are a lot of people that are disenchanted and unhappy with Legault. I don't think Dominique Anglade has the best leadership skills right now at the Liberals.
Watch this guy.
And
that's how you're
feeling?
That's how I'm feeling.
That's how I'm feeling. And if people have, listen.
But I like the honesty.
I'm a football player by trade, right? So, like, I know I'm in this collared shirt, but, like, let's not get it twisted now.
Okay, so
we are competitive, and we're going to do everything we can to win some of these seats. So I think a lot of these parties are feeling some pressure, and Montrealers who see the consistency on a regular basis from 2016, I ran for mayor of Montreal North, did the 22,000 signature petition, ran for mayor of Montreal, now we're back. They're seeing that consistency, so they know that we're here for them, so I hope they're going to be here for us come October.
Listen, man, you guys are definitely in the community doing the work. I see Moro Pena everywhere. I had some cocktails with you guys a couple weeks ago. That was a beautiful vibe. It's good. You guys are personable, and I want to show – that's why I'm so appreciative that you guys came on the show. Show people you guys are personable, because sometimes, you know, you see guys on TV, and it's like, okay, they're this figure on the hill. You guys are regular folks, especially Joel. Joel just smells like money. And then Balarama, you know, this guy's a tan. I tell you, look at this guy, North American Barack Obama. Look at this guy, New York Times, all that. And me and Moro Pena, listen, you know, we're going to travel to the south of France together. We're going to enjoy life. It's a beautiful thing. Let the people know how they can follow. Let's start with the Bill 21. I want to get this e-petition signed. We're going to get these 500 signatures. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah, I'll send you, once I get wind that it's live, again, hopefully it is today, I'll send you that link, or you'll be able to go to the redcoalition.ca or go to IG at Red Coalition Inc. And
when's the Red Coalition cocktail party? When's that soiree on the grass? Me and Portia won't pull up.
It's a good idea. We'll get it organized.
There you go, man.
So I just wanted to mention that... I'm having a moment where I'm blacking out. Sorry, guys. I literally was about to say something.
No, it's early in the morning.
I'm going to pass the mic to my main man over here again. And,
Balarama, Bill 96, then let people know once more about the provincial party.
Listen, Bill 96, no one's going to police how we speak and what we say in our businesses or at home. So, you know, just vote for us on that. And I'll tell you one thing. Listen, it's been a long pandemic. People have been, you know, locked up for 2 years. Mm. This is what I got to say. Have a fun summer, pop bottles, enjoy yourself, and in October, vote for us. That's all I need you to do. You don't even need to volunteer.
That's
you don't
a
need
slogan.
To do nothing.
That's
you don't need to do
slogan.
Nothing.
Pop bottles.
Pop bottles. Have a great summer. Go wild out. Go to Oka Beach. Go have fun. And in October, vote for us. That's all I need you to do.
You know, I love to see you guys do it. I've never seen politicians do it ever in Quebec. I love to see you guys. I ain't gonna make you guys go to a dancehall party. I'm gonna make you guys go to a campfire.
Daga. You don't want to see me at a dancehall party.
Hold on. You can hold the wine?
What? Dog. Don't let this collar shirt fool you.
We have our Crew Love Barbecue coming up. I want to invite you guys to our Crew Love Barbecue. We do it here. We bring all the young people out, all the flyest guys around the city. And it's a good way for you guys to engage with the young people and let them know, like, yo, you guys are cool. You guys love shoes. I see Balaramki looking around the room. Shonda, I think we got like 3-4 sales.
The 11's right there, 100%.
Yeah. This is what we do, man. I want to thank you guys, Red Coalition, Mouvement Quebec, Montreal, my city. I had the politicians on here, man. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
When I squeeze at you, hop off the back, peekaboo. Whoosh, old man with his tree trunk do. I was in my cell doing banger, came out loaded up nails and a hammer. This ratchet I got in a jammer, but I had a one shotty that was older than my grandma. Fling a corner in the pot, run a tap to it lock. So I'm with little D on your block with the dots.
I'm on your block now.
B gangs cut from a different cloth. I'm in crack with magic in the witch's pot. Had the spin barrel spinning like the Wild Wild West. Ask bro that day, I nearly quanging me's head. They say we only rap about skengs on pets.
Why?
Can we really put skengs on pets? HMP, me and bro shed a bunk bed. Then we touch roll shot and work to the junkheads. Left over there in a hot mess, and we save one in the head for the stop. Interview about a booting, it's not my first time. One more GBH gonna be my first strike. But you know, I never really paid that any mind. Green light from bro, I'm up and back in the right. This one bad like Tiana Trump. She would ask how high if I told her to jump. I shot so the ops and they run like gum. On war with the beat, and you must be skunk.
Oh, skunk!
Didn't see none. Went back on the next slide. Rearview mirror recognized them headlights. Pissed in the whip, bucked into the X5. Might decamp and come back the next time. Told the guff that I needed a razor to shave my beard, but he knew it was cap. Me and bro took turns on a mash, used toilet paper to cover the flat. The Friday, Saturday V, I was hoping and wishing that bro came through in a visit. Bitch had a pack in a bra and knickers. I was in a cell with my vest and slippers. Pat on the twos, keeps banging his door and he slit his wrist, he strung up before. And the pack just landed to bag up his forges and told no clippers to jam out the door. Back on the roads with a dinner for sure, then I caught me a case I was living on four. Not new to jail, I've been here before. Spent most of my teens in prison and court. Tune the teams when we step out on free throw. Bro caught a body next day when he throw his cold.
This is Lee Fields from Soul Five Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck.